Why do you look so concerned? I feel like you can't hear me.
I can hear you. Do you hear me? Because if you could hear me, you could hear me say.
Okay, now I just flipped the switch. Can you hear me now?
Oh, boy.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of con.
Hey, here's the question that I've always wanted to ask you.
Okay.
For starters, hi, everybody. It's Rob and Rich. We're back. We're having a podcast. We scooped a lot last week. We scooped so much last week, we had to unscoop some stuff.
Yeah,
we had to go back into.
We overscooped.
it's like Rob at old B&R, 31 flavors, just overscooped.
Sir, I just ordered a single scoop. You didn't say double.
Let me scoop this back. Hey, what is your favorite Baskin and Robbins flavor? Surely, as a child, you went to Baskin and Robbins, right?
100% is what we would do with my grandma. It was like special night out. We'd go get Baskin and Robbins, and then we'd go to the. Shelter insurance grounds where it was a big, garden.
Fairgrounds?
Gardens. They were gardens. So it was like, big look gardens, public gardens. And then there was a fountain in the middle. And my brother and I would run around the fountain and my grandma would time us. And I only found out later that my grandmother would make up the times.
No!
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, my brother told me that, and I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, she always made yours a little bit faster, just to make you feel better."
Oh no, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, made up the times.
You got
45 seconds, and Robbie, you got 47. You just missed him.
And that's how she said it too, right there, right there. That's just. Oh
yeah, my times.
That's like when somebody calls you after an audition. We gave the role to Breckenmeyer, but you were number two. You were our second choice.
That's right.
Missed him.
Well, it's the story of my life. I mean, that really should be the name of my biography. Is always second place.
Or no, you just missed him. that is a brutal. Like when you're a kid and you live in this world.
Yeah.
And you grow up believing that world, and you. You find out, oh my God, some thing was a total lie like that.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's obviously a lie for the health and welfare of the child.
Yeah.
Giving a little confidence, but nonetheless, there are things that happen, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you telling me? Hold on.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying? I need a second.
Right.
Did you just unload? Hold on. Everybody just, are you unpacking, what I mean? Like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So wait, you're telling me the red man who comes down the chimney once a year.
Yeah. That kind
you
of
made
stuff.
That shit but up?
This is even more like.
Well, it's personal.
Because when you get older and you're like, that makes sense, but this is grandma and this is unique to the Benedict boys. You know what I mean? Like this is a.
Yeah. I don't feel betrayed by her. She was a big fan.
No, it's not that. It's not it's, that. It's yeah, not betrayal. It's just like I oh, thought. Wow.
I thought she was like, stop watching it. I thought we were really.
Like you could take that shit to the bank. Like that was the time.
Yeah. Tonight on 60 Minutes. Let's do that noise.
Is that the noise you hear?
Yeah. What's it? What's the stopwatch sound like?
Stopwatch.
it's hard to imitate
Leslie
a stopwatch.
Stahl. I'm Ed Bradley. I'm Morley Safer. I'm Mike Wallace. And I'm Andy Rooney. All those stories and more tonight on 60 Minutes.
Wouldn't it be, it should then go into like an alarm.
Oh, that's 61 minutes. Sorry, guys, we got to go. For years and years and years, that was the only network television show without a theme song.
Really? 60 yep. Minutes. It's 60 Minutes. It's 60 Minutes.
They tried out a couple of things. People dressed in foam number suits, dancing, like
the
ABC
minutes.
Promo we saw. So Rob and I recently saw an ABC promo that had like all the stars of 1982 dancing we're going to make it.
My friend Bruce is such a fan of that, specifically that era. And he used to find things. It was easier. It was early in the 90s. We would find things and tape them on our VHS tapes and make little mixes. And he made the best mixes of just random shit that he'd find out there. And that's the kind of thing like Battle of the Network Stars.
Dude, there's nothing better than watching Gabe Kaplan sprint.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. Hold on a second. Machete and Frank are approaching.
Machete.
Oh, shit. It's the machete.
Say it again? Oh, are you on a podcast? Yeah, but that's right. We'll Rob will edit this out.
She's
always
a lot
edits out
nicer
super sensitive
in
stuff.
Oregon.
What's up?
Well, when they were his age, they had their own iPads. Fletcher was playing his iPad with all his games and all his progress. And it's
this is
kind
good
of
stuff.
So,
this is good.
What's our stuff?
Stuff?
Is this the time right now to sort this out?
This
I mean,
is high
midday.
Level spate
also,
drama.
Midday is midday. You said that was something you wanted for your birthday, which is like weeks away.
Okay.
Fletcher's not on his iPad right now.
He's on Frank's iPad.
Well, he should be off that. He's not supposed to be on digital. So that's an easy solve.
Birthday.
Right now.
Birthday's the solution.
Can you stay up here, though, buddy?
Yeah. Oh, and Frank, the vote is happening today, and it's happening in about 30 minutes.
Holy shit, guys. You heard that.
Yeah. Lou is on his way with Sander and Dawson.
Get your life jackets on, guys.
And they're counting on you. But you have to have...
We're going on the boat.
Oh, Frank.
I'm serious. I don't know.
Frank. Why?
Frank. I don't know.
He's trying to get closer to Dad because he wants to...
Buddy, I know
out.
You want to go on the boat. Right now, you're just bummed. Don't let the bumness make you not want to go on the boat. You've been wanting to go on the boat all day.
His hair is so long.
I promise. Power through being sad, and then you'll get on the boat, and you'll have a great day. What's he going to tell? You're not being a whiny baby. Fletcher's not going to say that. He's not supposed to be in digital anyway. That has nothing to do with you. You know, you saw me tell him no digital.
Yeah, but he's still going to say that.
No, he's not. I'll talk to him beforehand. I'll whine more than you, and then he'll say, wow, I thought Frank was a whiny baby, but Dad really outwined me, you know?
He's smiling. Got him to smile.
Yeah.
Got him to smile.
Got a smile at him.
That's all it took, just wriggling a little smile. But I think
throw myself under the bus.
I think birthday is the answer to that problem. Birthday.
I thought we had it sorted. I mean, I literally thought we had it sorted. Of
When's
course,
his
it's
birthday?
A classic Big Brother thing. You don't understand the dynamics. You never had a Big Brother. But
oh
Big
God.
Brothers have such a unique.
Of the two of us, I'm the only one who's had a Big Brother.
Oh, right. That's what I meant to say. I don't understand. I never had a Big Brother.
There you go.
But your Big Brother, Matt's a saint.
I just told
never
you. I literally, I can't believe you missed it. I told you that Matt told me that. Because he wanted to make sure I knew that she'd been inflating my times. You were much worse.
Oh, she didn't inflate Matt's time?
No, she'd inflate my time. Like, the point was, for the number, is she would make us seem closer.
Surely she did that to Matt's time, too, though. He was probably 42.
Yeah,
she
you're,
said 42.
You're probably right. She had no idea. She's not a time teller. You know what I mean?
But,
she's throwing numbers in the air.
Frank, Lou's going to be bummed if you don't go on the boat.
The butt.
I said butt. That got him smiling.
Lou's not going to know.
Sunscreen. Okay. I know you don't want to do a swim shirt. Sunscreen, mandatory. Go put it on right now while Mom can spray it on you, okay? And surf your face off. I might join you guys, by the way, in a little bit. All right?
Lou's not going to go if you don't take it up the butt. What did you say?
That's a 10-year-old child, real quick. Just for you to remember, that's a 10-year-old boy.
You're the one who said it. I didn't say it.
I said he really wants you to on the. I said it's supposed to be on the boat, and I said on the butt.
Pretty good. And then you're.
Or like, could be like a very fancy person's like he wants you on the boat. Yeah, I don't know if that works.
If I had
Matt,
said that, you would have laughed so hard at me.
I would have. You laughed at me.
I did, but it would have been funnier if I had said it.
Well, because you would have like had a meltdown alongside it. Like you wouldn't. You wouldn't have. You know,
you were pretty good,
you wouldn't have moved seamlessly into the comment.
You immediately turned into Mr. Rogers. You're like, ha ha, I said but.
I got to laugh at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good dad.
Kid.
Yeah.
It's Frank.
You speak 10-year-old, which is important.
I do. And that's where it stops, apparently. But let's talk about Matt, because you have a brother. Rob has a brother. So here we are. We've sort of been forced into this brother conversation by natural segue. Rob talking about grandma being a liar, and then my son's walking up here, and so now we're talking about brothers. And Rob, Matt Benedict.
Yeah.
In many areas, the St. Paul area of Minnesota, Rice, Minnesota, Avon Lake, those areas. And
also
Columbia,
another
well,
biggie
so
called Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, so like all those cities.
Yeah.
All the way to the
coast.
In Columbia, Missouri, uh-huh. what they call the Matt Benedict Corridor. Uh-huh. He's considered a saint.
Saint. He's the saint of St. Paul.
He's done a lot of... He's a good man with a pretty unsullied reputation, mm-hmm. especially as a teen when he was living at home with you. He never gave you a hard time.
Nah. Oh, me? You know, we had typical brother stuff. We'd fight.
Hold on. Pause and say we have an update. What's going on?
News from the world
with Frank Spate.
Where are you getting your swimsuit?
It's coming around. It's coming around to camera again.
What are you doing now? For God's sake.
What is it?
Fletcher's being mean, so I just had to come back up there. All right, so you talk to the audience while I go unravel this.
Okay. Tell Fletcher to knock it off. We're doing a podcast.
Tell him the Matt video game story.
Okay, so Matt and I, we had our share of, you know, moments where we didn't get along. We had brother stuff, you know. But at the end of the day, he was my best friend, and I greatly looked up to him. Also, I wanted to be with him, and he never, you know, he started becoming a teenager, went out with his friends, whatever. That was always an issue. But also, he beat me in everything, and he liked to tease me, and he beat me in everything. I mean, he's 6'4". I'm 5'7" on a good day. And it was always that way. He was always big, great at sports. And I was always really little and liked theater and dance. And so anyway, we're playing this Atari video game. It was Atari baseball. And boy, we've come a long way. If you want to go back and look at how the cavemen played video game consoles, take a look at the Atari and take a look at baseball. Basically a few little dots running around a diamond. And, but at the time it felt real and great and competitive. And of course I got so where I'd scream, headache, sweating, scream at him because I couldn't get a hit. I couldn't win. Well, there's this one game where I was winning in 500 losses. We're playing a game. My mom's in the kitchen. We're on the family room floor playing Atari baseball and I'm winning. And it's the ninth inning. Bottom of the ninth, he's at bat, and I'm winning, say, 2-0. And I pitch it, and he hits it in the air, and my dot is moving over to the left to catch the quote-unquote ball for the final out and win the game. And right before I caught it, he unplugs the Atari from the wall and says, power's out. Didn't count. Didn't count. Not logged. It's not logged. He just kept saying that, and I was in shock, and my mom got a broom out and started chasing him with the broom. She was going, Matthew, that is so mean. And I start crying, and he was like, I'm so sorry. It doesn't count. It just doesn't count. So I'm telling you this so that maybe you'll maybe get a window into my brain and why I get so livid with Mr. Spate, because he acts like my older brother that I don't need anymore. I've grown out of that. And now Matt and I are great. We get along. We never fight. We get along great. He's not like that with me anymore. If we laugh about it. We laugh about that story. That's funny, you know. But boy, Rich takes me back. He takes me back. He jokes about the things that he knows are going to kill me. We had this text chain going the other night, and it was all the people in Toronto, all the actors, and everyone left on Sunday was going to go to dinner. And I, traditionally in Toronto, where I had my stroke in 2013, we do a sort of a reunion dinner. And the idea was when we first did it, this is so great I could tell the story without Rich interrupting or telling his side of it, because his side is wrong. And he's gonna come on. I'm going to give him a chance. But just uninterrupted, I want to tell you my side, what I see this as. The year after my stroke, I was back in Toronto. I had recovered. I was back. It was a big deal. And Rich said, hey, Jensen, Jared, Misha, Cliff, stay Sunday night and we'll have the dinner that Rob was unable to make last year, because that was the whole point, is I was supposed to go to dinner, and I never made it, and Rich knew that if this was bad, and he called me in my hotel room, I couldn't speak, and he always says that's how he knew I was sick, is because I never miss a chance for a free martini. So we were going to go back to the steak restaurant and have this dinner, martini dinner, and we did, and it was lovely. Well, then it became a thing that we would do every year in Toronto. Everyone would stay Sunday night, and the more people that joined the circuit, i.e. your Ruth Connells, you know, your Brianna Buckmasters, people like that started to come in, and the band, and Billy, and Mike and Steve, and it just got bigger and bigger, and the last time we were in Toronto, it was pretty big. Well, this time, a couple of years have passed because of COVID and whatnot, and we're back, and when we're booking our ticket, I'm just like, no one's said anything about it, and I don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, remember my dinner? Are we going to do my dinner? So I didn't book a ticket home Monday. I booked a ticket home Sunday because no one said anything. So we go there. We go to Toronto.
Hey, Steve.
We get all the way there. Just on this computer. They don't know. There's Richard. Whew.
Well, now you're just here up. You just had a little day in the life.
I was doing a full-on one-man show, and right in the middle of my story, JC and Steve came in and started talking, and I'm like, they don't know that I'm here live, and I feel like I'm watching them. And I was just horrified, and then luckily you came in and saved the day. Right, just to finish the story, and then you can weigh in on it, and then we'll go back to wherever it is we were, telling them a story. So there it is, Sunday in Toronto. Ritz starts a text chain like, hey, I'm going to be here tonight. This person's going to be here tonight. We're all going to go out to dinner for this dinner. And it became this running joke in this text that I, of all people, couldn't come because I didn't have a ticket home that night. Plus, by that point, I needed to get home anyway to see my daughter, and I had a work thing going on. So, you know, I didn't go, so it became a big, big source of joke, ha-ha jokes at my expense, you know.
Right.
Lazy.
This is where you segued from the Matt video game story?
Hey, man, you were gone for a long time.
I know. Right?
I've been talking to these people. It's me and them, and we've had a lot of conversations. I went through Matt.
So I'm like a guest on the Rob podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm Rich Bates.
You just have to join us. Our show is still in session, and I'm telling the Toronto story. Okay, let's put a pin in the Toronto story. We'll come back to it. Richard,
okay,
do you want to tell me about where you were just now?
Sorting out family disputes built around digital usage.
Okay. And what did we decide?
And then I ran into Lee on my way out. Go ahead.
How did everything end up? Is he getting the iPad?
Are more annoyed than others.
Is Fletcher in trouble?
No. Well, I mean, some people are more annoyed than others. I don't want to reveal the...
Who's the most annoyed?
But...
Fletch.
JC. Yeah. I think the parents are the most annoyed.
Okay, there's Frank. He seems okay.
Yeah. That's cool. He's there. They're going to go, hey, don't forget to get sprayed on the sunscreen.
I don't know what sunscreen is.
Ask your mom. She's right in there. Yeah. You can't cross this way. There's a cord.
Can you not see me?
Rob says hi.
Hi, Rob.
Can they not see me?
They didn't. The garage band was in front of the... screen, you know how we start the garage band. So now
I really feel like I'm getting cold shouldered by everybody. Everybody just kind of looks at the screen and walks away. Spade family acting really squirrely.
Hey, who's on the computer? Oh, it's Rob.
Yeah,
you know,
don't say hi to him.
Anyway, so you
That's
were saying you were talking about your brother and video games. What were
I told my
about?
Brother's story. I told the story, and I had the realization. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that the one where he turns it off?
Yeah, yeah, right at the last minute before I'm about to win the baseball game.
That story is so brutal. Like it is. Brutal.
And it's very you. I see why you like it a lot. And then my mom grabbed a broom, and my mom chased him around the house with a broom.
It's also very Matt Benedict.
Yeah.
And it's very you. And it's very...
Exactly. Exactly.
Just, all the players did exactly what they should have done in that moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
can you imagine my just my fit, my
you
just
must have been
tears.
Beside yourself.
I cried. I cried. And he's like, Matt, oh, man, what are you going to do? No power. It doesn't count. It's unfortunate, but unfortunately, it just doesn't count. The game never finished.
I love that. Been like, I feel so bad for you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. It just, unfortunately, it doesn't count. But it, man.
It also shows you that he would rather not lose. He just was so competitive.
Oh my God, Matt's hilarious.
Yeah. So
national treasure.
And then I said we get along great now, but you now have somehow fulfilled that void that I didn't know I needed in my life as the older brother who teases me all the time. And then I started talking about Toronto, and
hold that thought. What's up?
Xander and Dawson, they have spray sunscreen on their boat.
Okay, then put it on there.
I don't want to wait.
Then you have to dry it off. You have to let it dry.
Yeah.
Before you get in the water. Okay. All right. So Xander and Dawson have sunscreen on their boat. Go on.
Xander and Dawson. Who are they? Is that sounds like a CW show? Like a Dawson's Creek reboot. It's Xander and Dawson. They're married.
It's Xander and Dawson's boot. They're brothers.
It's Dawson's Creek. Was Creek his last name?
I never saw that show. I do not know.
Well,
I doubt it.
I never saw the show either, but I think that's
James Vanderbeek. So maybe it should have been Dawson's Vanderbeek. Oh, hold on. Here's Fudge. Hold on a second. I've been asked to mute. Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to mute over here.
It would be funny, though, if he were called Dawson Creek. And the show is called Dawson's Creek. And took place in Dawson at Dawson's Creek. And his name is Dawson Creek. I think that would be pretty good. So anyway, Toronto, they're all going, Rob's a loser for not going to his own stroke dinner, which I was saying I didn't know. And the leader of that pack delivering the blows was, of course, Mr. Spate, who was, going, yeah, no, I got to agree with you. It's a real lame move on Rob's part. Then the other day in our Monday morning mop-up, Rich called it, I said, I missed the dinner that was supposed to be for me. And he was like, oh, the Rob pity party? That was a harsh thing to say, so I need him to answer for himself. But I'm watching him have a conversation with a child, I think, on mute, and it's starting to get heated. And here he comes, and here's Rich joining us again with news from the outside world. It's Rich. Can't hear you, Rich. Nope. He's still muted. He's got the earphones on, but he's muted. So I don't know if I'm muted to him. So he's talentedly, skillfully carrying on two things at once. Listening to me and also talking to his child. He's talking. He's on mute. Now he took the earphones out. And now they're back in. So I don't think he hears me.
Okay, Robbie.
Okay. Were you hearing me
at all? Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. I took my headphones out for the majority of the conversation.
But then you just put them back in, and you were hearing me and having a conversation at the same time.
Yeah, good. Hey, guys. Bobby and Jan Jan are driving up to jump in the lake.
Is that Dawson and Zeke?
Zeke. Hey, if you'd had a third child.
Xander.
See you, Steve. Where are you going? Computer died. Your computer died?
Yeah.
Bummer. Steve's doing his driving course online.
Audrey needs to do that.
Yeah, the difference is Steve's already 16. Oh, hey, Mr. Puss.
That's my old cat. So
if you had a third child,
yeah,
did you and Molly ever know what your third child's name would be?
No. After we had Calvin, though, we were going to name Calvin Audrey, so we knew that that she would.
Okay, what if your second would have been a boy?
At the time we were talking about Henry and Owen. Those were up there.
Those are great names.
Yeah. But
Man, there's Janet fumbling with her cornhole.
Well,
you need help, Janet. What are you laughing at? Owen wants to play a little cornhole, so she's trying to get her cornhole.
Even comment on that one. This is 75-year-old mother-in-law, Janet.
Yeah, she's trying to get the cornhole out of the car and over to the.
But you said fumbling with her cornhole.
That's her.
And then you said, Janet,
game.
Do you need help?
That's her cornhole game.
You of all people. You of all people.
Oh.
Mr. Double Entendre.
Double Entendre. Like, what would you do if you saw, you know, insert important older lady in your life here wrestling with a hose? You couldn't say, oh, no, she's, you know, she needs to wrap her hands around that hose. Like, you can't say things like that without giggling like a schoolgirl. You can't. You can't. Wow. Okay. You've all learned something about Rob today. I'll learn something.
If she grabs something and takes it up the hill in the backyard, then you're going to say, Grandma took it up the rear.
What if the hill's in the front of the house?
I said it's at the back of the house. I said around the house.
I feel like you just made a really dirty joke at the expense of an older person, one of our precious seniors.
And there's the Matt Benedict coming out of Richard's Bait.
Man, nobody... Hey, listen, I feel bad too, but you lost. Doesn't count.
It's just not going to be in the system.
Henry...
And that's the thing, is it would log your wins.
Oh, so it would never show up. Right. So in a way, he's right. It just didn't count. It wasn't like morally or
right.
mentally or emotionally. It was...
Right.
It wasn't physically going to show up on the thing.
Right, because somehow... I don't know. I guess this is just physics caused his arm to pull the plug out of the wall.
Right.
You know. What are you looking at?
Steve carrying Janet's cornhole.
Oh boy. What is going on up there?
And he just big Steve just my grandfather-in-law just propped up against the wall like a gentleman. Unlike creepy Rob, who would have just stood around snickering while she wrestled with it. So Rob, Henry.
Henry. Henry, right? What about you? What would your fourth kid have been?
Well, I'll tell you that the names I'm about to tell you were what I was lobbying for. They never got full approval from the machete. So okay. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
We never had any daughters. And I think had we had a daughter, after Steve, if we'd had any daughters, I think Summer would have been...
Really?
The name for, yeah.
And that was before you knew your friend Summer. Don't you know Summer?
Which actually would have probably make it weirder if I'd named it after Summer.
Summer's a great name. Summer's a really good
name. It's a great name. And we thought Summer Spate had a cool ring to it.
Oh, Summer, you know, Spate. Summer Spate. Jesus, she would have been destined for greatness.
Right. And then we also, if we were going to use JC's maiden name as a middle name, which you might have, it would have been Summer Hayes Spate.
Summer
that's
Hayes.
Cool. Like,
that is,
right?
Then people would really think you smoked a lot of weed. Because Summer Haze also sounds like a strain of marijuana.
Gosh, I was thinking it sounded more like a sort of a weather event, like
that too.
Mist,
Summer Haze,
off
yeah.
The lake.
It's just like I got some Summer Haze, bro.
Like Rob's thing, we were gonna maybe go David. Oh, David. Well, then they would have known you're a stoner because there's that strain of indica called David.
That's right.
Exactly. Or maybe Robert. Oh, Robert. Please, you might as well just name him Bong Face.
Yeah, but everybody knows Summer Haze. I mean, Summer Haze is...
It's dope, right?
It's dope. Calvin is Calvin Fox. That's his middle name.
Ah, that's cool. Where did Fox come from?
It's my mom's mom's maiden name.
That's a great maiden name.
And my
Calvin
mom's
Fox.
middle name. My mom is Helen. Helen
C. Fox.
My mom is Vivian Fox, and her mom was Helen Fox.
So he was in. He was a really good track star. Your son. He ran cross country. Did very, very well.
Yeah, he set a school record.
That's amazing. So if he'd gone by,
Calvin Fox.
If Calvin Fox, but just by the initial C. Fox, because it's C. Fox ran,
yeah. Yeah, that would have to be in that
run.
Special
run,
tournament
Fox, run.
Where they're going by their middle name.
And using a bad grammar as to describe it.
Yeah. C. Fox ran.
But he could, I mean, C. Fox is a great stage name. C. Fox.
That's a good band name, too, like alt
it's a
band
great
name.
Band name. It's a great stage name, great band name.
Mm-hmm.
C-Fox.
C-Fox.
I'm not going to call him Calvin anymore.
I saw them at
C-Fox.
Coachella.
What's up, C-Fox?
They were in the Gobi tent.
The Gobi tent?
That's when they...
What's
you know,
the Gobi tent?
At Coachella, they've got two outdoor stages, and then they've got like four music tents. And the tents are all named. There's like Mojave, Gobi, Sahara, something else. Anyway, so you'll say, I'm going to see Arcade Fire in the Gobi tent, 2:30 Saturday.
And how'd that go? Were they good?
I'm just saying that you might say that if you're saying the name of a tent.
Got all excited. I wondered how Arcade Fire was.
How's that?
I got everything now.
So you listen to every, now. Like every other everything word I now. Say.
No, dude, you literally said, I went to the Gobi tent to see Arcade Fire. I'm not sure how, what I, like, okay, did you enjoy the band, is an appropriate response to that. Right?
Yeah, I mean, anyway, if you didn't hear the preface.
I didn't, the preface has gotten in the way of the story. So here are the names that we were into. We're making notes. What note are you making? What is that? What are you doing?
I'm writing down. Preface got in the way of the story. I think that's a good song lyric.
There you go. All right. See?
Then the preface.
When you have a hit and you get your Grammy, I want a little, and thanks, a special thanks to Rich Spate, who dropped me these lyrics.
Sorry, man. You only allowed so much time before the band starts playing you off. You know what I mean?
What about, I get it, on the Emmys.
Yeah. And lastly, dun, 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 oh, out of time.
That's like, that's how you Matt Benedict me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to, but you know.
Yeah, the band started playing me off.
That is, wouldn't it be funny if you got injured and so you couldn't get up and accept your Emmy, so Matt accepted for you, and then like you gave a speech and he did this whole rambling thing that he wanted to do, and he's like, but like my brother like wanted me to say, ra-da-da-da-da. So you're never going to thank anybody in your own speech.
Yeah. He just thanks his friends. And Mikey,
exactly.
And Johnny C, JJ,
C Fox,
Scooter. What'd you say? E Fox
and C Fox.
C Fox.
What was the thing you were gonna say? So you're talking about. Hold on a second. I got something for you. You're like, well, that lyric. There's only so much time. Remember? Oh, I know. Remember when you were watching? Because Rob loves award shows, but you guys follow the podcast. You know that he watches them all. From the Tonys to Puppet the
Grammys.
Theater. He sees every single one. But remember, that's right. Remember, yo, I said, we're wrapping up the show, and I go, well, Rob's got Emmy fever, and he's got to get off this podcast because he's got Emmy fever. And you go, yes. You go, yeah. And the only cure is to watch the Grammys, which is what's on tonight. Oh my God, I laughed so hard. That was great.
Yeah, you can probably hear that in some episode.
Was that this
podcast or I guess it's Richard Spate?
I don't know. I think. No, if it was Grammys, it had to be this one because that means COVID is over.
Yeah. And I was here when I did it. Yeah, that was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was funny.
Crying.
That was funny.
God, that was so.
That's classic Robin Rich.
Also, but you have to sort of mix it in with your just unbridled annoyance. You're just exasperation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Only,
yeah.
Only,
for the 18th for time. Yeah, that's not what I'm watching tonight.
Oh, my God. So good. So classic.
I'm going
to
read.
Hold on. Tell everybody a story real quick. What are you going to read?
Man, I'm going to try to finish the conversation we were having earlier, but where are you going?
Well, don't forget. I just got to grab this thing real quick. Hold on. I'll step over here. In fact, I can still talk to you.
Do I need to tell a story still?
No. It'll just be lightning fast.
Oh, because I have a story. Heck. All right. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you. My story of yesterday, I went to get my clothing hemmed at the dry cleaners.
All right, I'm back. See? Didn't even know I was gone.
I was, my story is that after I got my clothing, I had to get a shirt hemmed, and I thought about you, Richard.
Oh, I screwed up my shirt so bad.
After hemgate.
Shirtgate.
Yeah. So tell the folks who weren't at the convention what that was.
Well, apparently I bought a cool used shirt up here in Joseph at B Bright, our local thrift store. Not
cool. Yes.
Do you hear JC?
No.
She just screamed, not cool. Not a cool shirt. She said that as she's walking down the hill away from me, over her shoulder. Not cool. All right.
So I'm not going to ask her opinion because I feel like I know.
Well, I don't think she cares that I ruined it. So I got it hemmed, and I got it hemmed too short. Sometimes those shorts, especially those shirts, have a long hem on them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not a tall fella. And those, if they're too long, you start to look like you're wearing your big brother's shirt. You know, we don't really tuck in our shirts much. And you start to look like you're wearing your big brother's shirt, or you look like, it just makes you look smaller. You know what I mean? Which is not my goal. I do not need to look smaller. And I got it hemmed too short, which I didn't really know. I kind of thought it was fine until I was wearing it around all day Saturday in Toronto, Canada, at the Supernatural Toronto convention. And people finally worked up the nerve to go, did the shirt shrink, or, you know, is there a, what happened here? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Finally, and people started weighing in, and the votes were unanimous, too short. Except for the handlers.
That's not true. Yeah, the handlers, the people that matter liked it. The handlers liked it, and the audience liked it. That's all that matters.
I don't know if the audience.
Just because the band was like, your shirt's too short, or whoever else. I mean, every other actor, actually, that was there. Just because every other actor, your peers. But they're not.
Anybody who had.
That's not true.
Eyesight. No, anybody who could see the shirt on me.
People who look at you and like the way you look. You know, namely, the fans who are paying to be there.
Who are those people, and can you introduce me?
The people that you're wearing it for liked it, so that's all that matters. Screw everyone else.
Well, that's uplifting, Robert. I feel like, first of all, are you hearing that buzzing? Is it just me, or my headphones are going crazy?
It's definitely just you.
Is it just me?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it definitely put me on my heels a little bit from a fashion standpoint.
I hear you, and it makes you self-conscious. But and Lord knows I've been there. But
and then I felt like I really ruined a cool shirt that JC doesn't like. But I thought, oh man, I got this like $10 thrift shirt that was so neat, and then I had to go out and hem it and ruin it. That sucks.
Nah, you're fine. You're fine.
Paid more for the hemming job than the shirt.
Well, so I bought the shirt that you told me that you bought, that Jensen bought, and then you. You said, where'd you get that shirt? He told you got one. Then I said, where'd you get that shirt? You told me I got one. It's a small. It arrived. It's a little long. And I was going to wear it to the convention. I put it on Sunday. And it's a little long. So I took it in this week to be hemmed. But it's a really tricky thing to do. I could see where I'd over-hem it. So I took an inch off, and hopefully that's not going to be. But after that, I went to a used clothing store. And because I recently, my closet fell down. My closet.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Because when Ruth moved in, she took over my closet space. So I've been reduced to one little pole. It has just all my shirts are shoved on there.
That doesn't surprise me. I feel like she would have more clothes. Although her clothes seem like they would wear next to next to nothing.
But she has 100,000 dresses.
Is that true?
All dresses, yeah. She's got about four dresses on one hanger. She looks good in dresses. She buys a lot of used clothing and a lot of good used clothing, and she keeps it. So anyway, there's a lot of, it's fine. Wow. Whatever. So I have a little bit of closet space. Not much, not a lot, but all I need. So it falls under the pressure of my shirts shoved on there. So I had to go through and pick out some shirts I don't wear anymore. And I took them to the store to sell them. Well, that's a whole thing. Have you ever been to one of those lately? You know, they're really in fashion now.
I there's one called Crossroads, not that far from where I live.
That's where I took it.
Man, the walk is shame. I walked in with clothes. Mm-hmm. I walked out with every single thing I brought in.
Yeah.
They wanted nothing that I had.
Yeah, they judge your clothing. It's like trying to sell CDs at Amoeba. You feel like an asshole a little bit, you know?
But I think if you can't sell something at Amoeba, then you felt like, oh, my taste is so eclectic. They don't get it. When you get these hipsters like eyeballing your wardrobe, good quality stuff, Rob. Good quality clothes that are real cool.
Both make me feel the same.
Ooh, we're going to pass on that. I'm like, oh, do you know a place that might be interesting? She goes, there's a man sleeping behind the building. who needs a shirt. You know, you're like I know. To them, I know. No monetary value at all.
I know. That was the point of my story, really, was that I went in there. I was immediately completely intimidated. The guy was like, so are you selling? And I said, yeah, yeah. And he's like, okay, you can put your name in the iPad there. There is, just so you know, there's about an hour wait. Or you could,
wow.
I said, can I leave him here and you call me later, whatever? And he was like, yeah, but you have to have at least 50 items. So I said, well, I'm sure I got 50. Look at this. I'm carrying all these shirts. So I start counting. I had 12.
Oh, really? So it was like a 12 items or less reverse.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, I...
No, meaning like, you know, how you to get in the express aisle, you have to have less than 12 items.
Yes,
in your case, you had to have more.
Exactly. And so my walk of shame as well, my walk of shame was that I walked out with everything because I just didn't want to wait an hour for them to look at my 12 shirts. So I put it, and now I have a pile of things I need to donate. So that is going to be my problem.
Oh, that's it? Like, so you didn't stick around and get rejected?
No, I didn't, Rich. No, that's it. I was like, well, screw it. I'm not going to wait an hour for 12 shirts.
Oh, man. Well, you saved yourself. You might have gotten some money, but the rejection from the hipsters was harsh.
Yeah. But I did feel, I always felt that way to me, but when I was turning in CDs and they were, you know, and the guy, you know, pushes back.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
My Jodeci.
$2.
My Jodeci CD and my, you know, my.
You know how, you've known me for a while. You know how, like, when I get distracted, I'll text the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
See you on stage. I mean, Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lou just hit me up to let me know that the boat's coming around and to have the boys ready. He said, surf's up in 15 minutes because they surf off the back of the boat.
Awesome.
It's really cool. And after our talk about your son, I got that in my head and I said, boys are on the Fox as opposed to Doc. I texted him, boys were on the Fox. And he's like, the what? I'm like, the doc. But then it changed doc to rock. So then I said, boys are on the Fox. And I go, ha, I mean the rock. Doc, they're on the dock. Boys are on the Fox.
How well do you know Lou?
Oh, pretty darn well.
Okay.
JC knew him in high school.
That's hilarious. The what?
Yeah, and then he's the contractor helping us do work on the little family home up here.
That's hilarious. They're on the Fox. Picture like a blow up plastic or blow up, you know, rubber Fox.
Boys are on the Fox.
They can.
Or I should have said they're on the Fox. They're doing the interview with the
they're
Tucker.
On Fox. You know, Tucker.
What do you think about Kansas? Yeah, you. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, as someone from Missouri, they're like our biggest rivals. Well, I have never been such a Kansas fan as I am today.
Yeah, they really showed up in droves.
Yeah.
Apparently, their numbers for like a off-year election, you know, this was a primary, but it had some important legislation on the ballot. And whoever was doing the get out the vote drive there in Kansas, kudos. Your organization did a great job. People were aware. They showed up and they got involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how about, so yay Kansas, which is, you're right, has always been sort of a state that I never necessarily, you know, connected with politically. I'm sure they're fine people from Kansas, my brother-in-law being one of them. From a politics standpoint, not somebody I, oh, hey, Monty, do I need to sign for the propane?
I just.
Hey, Robbie, tell a story.
Yeah.
Make it something up.
Uh-huh.
How'd it go?
This is, man, I wish he would have muted himself, but who knows the name of their propane person? Who's got a propane person? These are questions that will hopefully soon be answered, but I don't know anybody's that personally. I don't know my postman's name. I probably should. He's a nice guy. Say hi. Same with the FedEx guy. What was this guy's name? Monty?
Now, the other one that's been taken away, did we have to do, is there any paperwork involved in that? It doesn't matter, right?
This is quality podcasting, everyone.
We'll do the credit or whatever you guys are doing. And
Right.
It'll move out of the system.
Me?
You've covered a lot in this episode.
There. And mailing address.
Uh-huh.
Should I do up here, or it seems like up here would make more sense, right?
What's your address?
If that's where you're getting it.
Okay.
We certainly can't. I mean, this is the bill, right?
No, this is no bill.
Okay, because they have a card on file to pay us on Mac.
I bet they do.
But I'll do this. I'll do it up here.
What did he just agree to?
You know the zip code of this area.
97846.
There you have it, folks. Send him all. He loves getting letters and postcards. And make sure he writes you back. Hold him to it.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Thank you, Monty. Nice meeting you. Yes, sir, you will.
Wait, that was you just met him?
Go give Michael a hard time. Demand free beer.
Dude, what the fuck? You just met that guy?
Yeah, I met him this morning.
His name's Monty.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Monty, hey, big Monty, M-Dog, you got my propane? I just said to the people, what does anyone know their propane guy, A, and B, does anyone have a propane guy?
Anytime I have these experiences, I think of you.
There's my guy.
Always just mystified.
Monty, before I sign this, quick question, how's your mom? What a lady, huh? What a lady.
If you tell me she's not 110, I'm not paying.
Please tell Edith hello. Give her a big kiss for me.
You're hilarious. I knew you'd get a kick out of the propane guy coming up here.
Because it was so funny, too. You said, hey, Monty, in the same breath, you could have been like, how's mom? You know, like you said it like, you. This is your brother that you don't have.
He's a good man. You know, he's a neighbor.
But I never thought, hey, Monty, would be followed with, do you have my propane?
They just swapped out our big 12-foot propane tank for a 7-foot propane tank. It's way better. And the gaggle, the guys dug out a little area for it behind the house. It looks better. It's in a better position. It's just been a banner day from a propane perspective.
What do you need propane for?
That's what the house runs on heat-wise, like the tank with water heaters, you know, the gas fireplace for my in-laws' heat source.
So how big is the tank you just got?
7 feet. I don't know what the gallon.
It's 7 feet tall.
7 feet wide. 7 feet wide. You know, it's like you've seen that in people's yards. Those big.
We had
a 12-footer, and like it's just too big. It's too much.
And then they just come replace it once a year or whenever?
They come refill it.
How often?
Once a month.
Once a month?
They do a monthly check. If you don't need it, they don't bother. But if you need it, they top it off.
Huh. I got the teeny little propane tanks that I use for my barbecue.
Yeah, same theory, except for it's the primary heat fuel.
Primal heat.
Up here.
Men make fire.
I realized I yelled Monty in the microphone. Like, I got some big sound waves over here.
Oh, I was yelling at Monty. I wouldn't want to be your sound wave guy.
I wouldn't want to be the guy mixing it. Oh.
Oh, wait a minute.
Last question, and then I got to go because it's almost 4:30.
Yeah.
Here's my last question to you.
I wanted to answer your first question as well, but go ahead.
Oh, what was your first question?
Ice cream flavors.
All right. What's your first question? Let's go full circle.
Jamocha and peanut butter and chocolate.
Say your first one again.
Double scoop. Jamocha is what they
call it. No, I didn't mocha. She wanted to go.
Did you just ask me to repeat that so that you could do that joke?
Yeah, it's like the old joke. Hey, we went to the islands. And then, so when I say that, you have to say Jamaica. Hey, I went to the islands.
Jamaica?
Nah, she wanted to go. I took my wife to the islands.
Gotcha.
Jamaica?
Jamocha?
Yeah.
Well, Jamocha and peanut butter and chocolate, double scoop.
Hey, I took my my uncle to Alaska. You have to guess. Gnome?
Gnome?
Of course the gnome's my uncle.
Why would I ever guess gnome? Gnome, Alaska. But why would I ask gnome? Of all the places in Alaska, why wouldn't I say Juneau?
Of course I know. I was there. See? So that
you got
either
me.
Either one of them work. You walked right into that one.
There you go.
And my flavor was pink bubblegum. I loved
really?
Pink bubblegum.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That is so you.
And I'd gather the pink bubblegum, the actual pieces of gum in a cup, and then chew them after.
Oh, my
really
God.
Great for your teeth. Dentists were always like, get more pink bubblegum.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a great session. Just a great. We were smart in that we kept our scoops to a minimum of zero.
That's
so we
right.
didn't out-scoop ourselves.
Yep. Well, it's been a very unique podcast, I think. It's all over the place a little bit, but I think people will be entertained.
I think people who like our podcast will be entertained, and I think people who are not familiar with our podcast, and this is the first one they hear, will not return.
Yeah, they won't be back. No, there's not a world where they come back.
If you're out there thinking, I got to get people in on the whole Rob and Rich phenomenon, don't start with this one. Don't make this the link you send out.
I don't know. Wait till you hear it. Wait till your assistant hears it.
Are you going to, are you going to write a song called Rich's Assistant?
Sure.
/ Rich's Assistant in parentheticals doesn't like me either.
No. Sure.
Rich's Assistant doesn't like me either.
You got a song in right at the last minute.
Well, we don't have. You can always cut that out. You're the editor. You can always decide not to put in that pitch. It's all about time. All right.
Okay.
Great talking to you. Keep up the good work.
You too.
Sorry we never got to meet Henry.
That's okay. Sorry we didn't get to meet Summer, but maybe they'll meet each other in another life.
There we go. Dating.
Yeah.
And you and I are related. Ha.
There you go. Now that's a sitcom.
There's a curse. There's a curse for
our imagined children.
You would never live it down. The Spades are coming to dinner. No.
His imagined child and his imagined child meet and get married. Now they're imagined in-laws.
It's unimaginable, the hit series.
Where everybody plays.
All right.
It's the Imagine family. Bobby Imagine.
This.
Doris Imagine.
Yeah, that's it. Our last name is Imagine.
Yeah.
It's always the thing of TV shows.
Yeah.
It's always so lame.
That's what I was saying, was Dawson's last name Creek. And that would have been funny if it was Dawson Creek living in Dawson's Creek.
I'm not sure you're not right. Like,
no,
was Dawson...
No,
no was
they
that
lived...
character's name Creek?
I think they lived in a place called Dawson's Creek. That's what I think.
I just remember...
And
always,
his name was
the
Dawson.
The ad was always like... Always James Vanderbeek standing in a boat. And so I just remember that.
They lived near a creek, but I didn't know... I don't know if it was called Dawson's Creek. And if it was, then that's bad writing. I'm sorry. But you can't say his name's Dawson and they live at Dawson's Creek.
I bet you his name was Dawson. I'll bet you a nickel.
I think
we'll do our research
Dawson.
And find out next time. I know that nobody listening to this knows this, but we're gonna find that answer.
I bet they do. There's somebody. Anyway, okay. Go to your phone call. Thanks, everybody.
Peace, bro.
It's a king's car. King's.